Welcome, and thank you for tuning in today. I'm your host, Sabrina Winters, Senior Counsel at Sabrina Winters Attorney at Law, PLLC, an estate planning and probate law firm located in the Ballantyne area of Charlotte, North Carolina. Today we'll be talking about the top five estate planning mistakes. Of course, you will always need to consult with an attorney before proceeding with any type of estate planning. Only about 20% of the population has a formal estate plan. After reviewing the points we will discuss, please take a minute to consider whether it's time for you to create or update your estate plan. Number one, dying without a will or a living trust. If you die without a will or a trust, the state in which you reside and the IRS will simply make one for you. Of course, they have no interest in avoiding or reducing estate taxes, minimizing estate administration costs, or protecting your family and legacy. The distribution of your assets will just be turned over to the probate court. The probate process is needlessly time-consuming at times, frustrating, and potentially expensive. It is also open to the public, meaning creditors, predators, or anyone else will have complete access to all information about your estate. For the vast majority of people, the benefits far outweigh any initial costs. Number two, having an I love you will. An I love you will is one in which all the decedent's assets have been left to the spouse. On paper, it might seem to be a caring, thoughtful gesture, but the reality is quite different because such a will simply passes the complex issues and problems associated with transferring and protecting wealth onto the surviving spouse or other loved ones. It creates more problems than it solves, particularly for future generations. Number three, giving property outright to your children. Here is another solution that might sound good at first, but ignores several important realities. For instance, what if the child in question is too immature to handle the responsibility of a large sum of money on his or her own? What if the child marries a gold digger, is addicted to drugs or alcohol, gets divorced or remarried? You may need to protect your children and heirs from their own poor decisions. These assets are also gifted assets that carry potentially large IRS penalties if not handled properly. Number four, owning property jointly. There are two types of joint ownership: joint tenancy with rights of survivorship and tenants in common. Problems with joint tenants with rights of survivorship include postponement of probate only until the last tenancy, the loss of the double step up in tax basis, creating more to pay in capital gains taxes, and outright distribution. With tenants in common, you also lose the double step up in tax basis where it's available, and your property is subject to the estate plan of each tenant as well as probate for each tenant. Sounds pretty confusing, doesn't it? Number five, not having a living trust. A living trust is the single most effective estate planning tool available to most families. There are many different types of living trusts. Among the better known and more commonly used are revocable living trusts, irrevocable trusts, and testamentary trusts. A living trust protects your privacy and will help you leave what you want to whom you want in the way you want at the lowest possible cost overall. Thank you for tuning in today, and I will talk to you soon.